So how is it? How's it feel?
I think it's the two best sides played off in the grand final for sure. I think we were lucky we got them game one. Then they were in a little bit of damage control after that. They were probably hurting a little bit more than we were with their pitching staff, and that gave us that opportunity to come out today and then wrap it up, which was great.
Yeah. And what about the controversy, game three of the semi? Got anything to say about that?
Look, not really. I mean, everybody knows the rule, so it was all I did was bring it to Baseball Victoria's attention before they would have found out about it anyway. So and that's all I did. It was unfortunate for Melbourne, but you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. And what about the final series? The players, who was it? You think who made the difference for Fitzroy?
Well, I know it's rolling out those cliches, but I think all season it's been a team effort from everybody. If somebody hasn't done something one day, another guy stepped up and done something. Tristan Pinkster, to me, an absolute standout in the final series. Hit the ball on the nose probably 20 times that he went to bat or something like that. He was an absolute standout. The pitching staff, they were very, very good. They did what they had to do. They kept us in every game in the final series, which was great. And everybody just had... Everybody, somewhere during those six games, did something to contribute to keeping us going. So, yeah.
And what about the extended bench? Have you done that before in the finals? Have that many players on the bench?
That's one of Johnny's new inventions, I think. But look, that's okay. I mean, he's been very inclusive of all that, what he calls his squad, all year. He's been inclusive with those guys all the time. So for him to have that many guys on the bench didn't surprise me. I thought it was going to be a bit hard to manage, but the way he did it was great. And to get 16 guys into the game today in an 8-1 win is a super effort, super effort.
And Johnny pitched on Tuesday night. How important was that in the scheme of things?
Oh, look, that was obviously, I don't know whether he set himself for that game or mentally whether he stood up, but the way he just led from the front. For his first couple of innings were outstanding. And, you know, he got a bit tired towards the seventh. He was starting to stretch and cramp a little bit. But he did a mighty job. He did a mighty job.
And what about his hitting? I mean, you said that Tristan hit the ball. What about John's hitting during the finals and the fact that Melbourne refused to pitch to him on several occasions?
Yeah, well, look, he knew that. He knew that from the start of the final series. He said they were going to pitch around him. Look, he's still probably batted 500 during the series, but I would think he probably would have liked to have hit the ball probably in the alleys a bit more. I mean, but you take them as you get them, you know. I mean, I think he took a long time to adjust to Division 2 pitching, and he's still struggling a little bit towards the end, but he's a class hitter. And so, you know, going back up into Division 1, he's back where he belongs, so I don't think he'll have any trouble hitting in Division 1.
And what about Brock's pitching? I think he pitched the first game and the third game in the grand final, didn't he?
Yeah. A bit of both, I think. But look, he's... Brock Paul is an outstanding player. He's you put him on the hill, and you know what you're going to get. Some days he gets belted around, but it's not because he's not giving you 100%. He's giving you 100% every time he steps on the hill. So, and the boys all around him, they just respect him. They just respect, you know, for a 22-year-old to command the respect he does from the playing group, it's a pretty big thing. It's a pretty big thing.
And what about the fact that he got hit around a little bit at the start of the game? Well, they were seeing his fastball reasonably well at the start of the game, but he seemed to rally, and they just really didn't get hold of him much at all for those last few innings.
Well, look, I think once we were 8-1 up, that was pretty much it, I think, you know. I mean, I don't care. Even in lower grade baseball, you're going to struggle to come back from 8-1 with only two or more innings to bat. And they were feeling it pretty hard. They got some class hitters. Their shortstop's an absolute class player. Thankfully, he didn't do a lot of damage today, because I think the two hits he got, there was no one on base. Actually, there was a runner on first when we got him. Got that guy picked off between second and third. That maybe might have given him a bit of a sniff there.
Yeah.
But you know, that's baseball. They call it a game of inches. I call it a game of split seconds. A split second decision. That kid doesn't turn around and run as hard as he does the third base and holds up at second. You know, they got first and second occupied, none out, and they're only four runs behind with two, three, four, five coming up.
Yeah.
But that's the way it goes. It changes. They did some outstanding fielding plays during the series. Alex Turley was he was just brilliant at shortstop. He was absolutely brilliant. One of the plays he made yesterday when he was 6 or 7 or 8 feet behind second base and threw off balance open chest, it was just it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And how different is Fitzroy going to be next year in Division 1?
Well, look, it's the toughest domestic competition in Australia. So you'd be fooling yourself if you think you're going to go up there and do great things without putting in hard work. It's a long, hard season. There's another 6 or 7 more games to play. We're going to have to get Brock. We're going to have to get Brock some help. We're going to have to get Johnny some help. The core of the group's pretty good. I think we need probably just a couple of players just to get another hitting outfielder and maybe another pitcher to help them out. But you know, there's a good feel around the group. We're young, so I think we're going up at a good time. Yeah. That's what I think.
And what about Werribee? How different are they going to be?
Well, look, they're in the same boat. I mean, they're probably where we were when we won with Stephen Black. They've got a very, very young group with some guys that are probably, you know, nearing the end of their playing career. So they've got to get a different mix. I heard Earl Byrne wrote on their column early in the week that, you know, the club is feeling a little bit shaky about going up, but hey, you just got to take the chances when they come. You go up there, you ride the wave, you see what happens, and if you're good enough to come down the other side of the wave and stay in there, well, good enough. If you wipe out, well, hey, you've given it a shake, you know.
And what about the fact that they came from Division 3 2 years ago and they're in Division 1?
Oh, it's brilliant.
What does that say about their relegation and promotion system?
Yeah, look, it's changed a bit. It's going to change probably again, not next season, probably the season after. I think we're messing around with it a little bit too much at the moment, but that's a personal view. I'd like to get something that most clubs can agree on, and let's just stick with it and give it a bit of a chance. Give it maybe 4 or 5 years to really work, and then so this knee jerk reaction stuff every couple of seasons, it doesn't do B grade clubs any good. They don't know where they sit. They don't know where they're going. And you know, you're lucky 1 year if you go up when they change the system, that might help you. So we've got to get that right as a sport. We've got to get that part of it right.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
Right. Okay. No. Thanks, Tim.